Well, Gavin, firstly, you've just faced up to Jeremy Parody for the first time. You've got a couple of inches height advantage on him.
Yeah, he's shorter than me. I don't think you can read too much into it. I mean, obviously, it'll come into my game plan. If we've got a bit of reach, obviously, we'll keep it at distance if we can. It'll be his job to pull again inside and try and work body. So, obviously, that's probably how the fight will probably go. He's not going to try and outbox me because there's no chance of that. So, I think we know how the fight will probably go. Got my advantages, and it's just about getting in there and fighting and doing what I do best.
You didn't know he was going to be here today either, did you?
No, first press conference, you never normally meet your opponent, but it's nice just to get that look at him and size of him and really look into his eyes and give that little bit of fire and that little bit of drive from day one, really.
Is there a theory that you don't want to focus on him too much this early in your training? We're still 7 weeks away, aren't we now?
No, what it does for me, it drives me on. Do you know what I mean? When I'm in training, if I think about the opponent, I do dig in a little bit more, pull a little bit more in, just so then I use it to me advantage. I mean, some others fighters don't out. When I'm getting a bit slack or whatever, I just think about what he's going to be doing, and it does motivate me, and I dig in. I just use it to my advantage.
First few weeks of training then with Dave Caldwell, I've been speaking to him about how you've been getting on. How have you found it?
Fantastic, I'm really, really enjoying it. Looking forward to working with Dave, and hopefully we're going to see an improvement in me. It's just exciting times.
What sort of things are you looking to improve then? Because he was talking about, if you looked at you 10 fights ago, the improvement between then and now is huge. So what can you improve over, I guess, another 10 fights, hopefully?
Obviously, we're going to... Just me strength, me power is probably one of the main things, really, what I want to improve on. If we can add a bit of power, a little bit more strength, because obviously we've got a lot of size and a lot of weight on people we fight, but they don't really show in fights. So if we can just add a little bit of strength, a little bit of power, technique as well, which technique obviously equals power. So I think that's what we'll be looking at doing.
It's a huge fight, though, isn't it? I mean, we're here today, and you're second on the card behind Josh Warrington, but you're defending your European title. Some will say that's a bigger fight than what he's got.
He's had that title. He's moving on. He's got a massive fight, Josh. Obviously, his arena, his hometown, so he's the main headline. But these are the fights I'm having. Our chief support to Kell Brook. In Sheffield, and now chief support here. I mean, I'm happy enough building the experience, coming out to these big crowds, and just learning, soaking it up, ready for when it's time for my turn.
I was going to ask, did you see Josh's last fight at the arena? Because it was absolute mayhem, wasn't it, in the crowd?
The nuts, them Leeds lot. They really are. They had the tops off, they were screaming. You know what I mean? I looked up and I thought, now what? What are these doing here? Do you know what I mean? They're a crazy lot, but you need them fans when you're in them tough fights and that atmosphere. And if it's all for you, do you know what I mean? It can just give that little bit extra what you need.
But they're not just Leeds folk, they're Yorkshire folk, Yorkshire. And there'll be a crowd coming up as well following you up here, so they'll all be behind you.
Yeah, me and Andy, we've known each other. I've trained with him for 5 years. It's only been last year and a half where I really trained with him, but all his support and my support will all be together, all Josh's support. I mean, everybody at arena is going to be for me because I'm fighting a Frenchman. Do you know what I mean? So I'm Yorkshire born and bred. Everybody else is supporting, you know what I mean? They're all my fans. They're not going to boo me, they want me to win. So bear in mind, I've got their 10,000-12,000 fans.
How could this elevate you going forwards, do you think? Defending your title here, we all know about your brother and his world title, his world title success. How much could this propel you onto that level, do you think?
I think it's about experience, fighting better kids who obviously 40 fights, fought the best. Just fighting the better fighters on the big stage, I think I'll just, my experience, I mean, I've had 15 fights, I've had some good fights. Now it's just about preparing myself ready for the big ones. You know what I mean? What aren't too far out line is what I really want. And these fights, they just get me building me towards that. And so when I get there, I'm not in shock about how many people's there, the size of the fight. Because I mean, these fights are they're massive in their own right. So yeah, it's just onwards and upwards with these big ones.
Does your brother help you with that as well? He's fought in front of some big crowds and some crowds against him as well.
Yeah, he's had a lot of his fights. He's been underdog. He's gone to different countries, took belts from people. He's always been underdog, even in his hometown against Seija, he was underdog. I mean, we bounce off each other. We only need to look at each other, hear each other's voice, and we just dig that in. Do you know what I mean? He tells me his bits and bobs about what to do, how to deal with it. So yeah, I mean, it's nice to have his knowledge. He's been there and done it. So we're as close as anybody. So he don't really need to tell me because I've been there with him. I know what it feels like. So. But yeah, he's paved the way, and I'm following at a rate faster than his. So
I was going to say, it has been a real whirlwind 18 months for you, hasn't it, in terms of how you've risen up?
Yeah, I've gone from one fight to another, bigger fights, bigger titles, bigger arenas. So that's all I can ask for, and it's my job just to win, and I believe I will. And if I keep winning, there's a world title fight. It's going to sooner or later be there.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that the aim? Because you just said in the press conference you could have retired after being crowned European champion, but now your ambitions are higher.
I mean, I was over at Munwe with a European title. I mean, it was my dream 6 years ago when I laced the gloves back up. So I was more than happy with that, but then it just gets you thinking, well, I've got this far. My brother's a world champion. He was the same. I'm unbeaten. I've done it. I won these titles a couple of fights before he did. I mean, our kids paved the way, and I'm going to follow suit. And believe me, when I retire, I'll have a world title. And I'm hoping to have two or three, like he has.
And all of this in the last couple of years, mixed in, we're getting married as well a few days ago.
Yeah, I got married last week, Dominican Republic. So it's a bit of a downer to come home, but I was been doing bits of training out there in Eton, whatever, just to prepare me then. So yeah, I'm married. I mean, they were brilliant. I loved it. But now it's time to get serious.
You haven't got used to yet putting the ring on, have you? Because you've forgotten it today.
I forgot my wedding ring, my European title, and my belt tore my trousers up. And my wife, she's at home. So yeah, I've got off to a bad start. But she's going to get used to it. I mean, I take my ring off for every session, 2-3 sessions a day. I mean, as long I just hope I don't lose it. I mean, it cost me a few quid, so I'm going to have to get used to it, and it's part of life at the end of the day, I suppose.